Yeah. Said I'd speak a little after coming here, but it's going to be a little, not much time. Should I speak in Hindi or English? Yes, everyone's comfortable. Well, I'll speak in English then, because it's been recorded and goes around the world, and there are many more English listeners. Those who know English and not Hindi, then there are who know Hindi and not English. So I can briefly speak on these names. Stereo. To speak at some length on these names would take quite a few sessions. I've been speaking over the last few years on Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, going through the names, and often explaining each name. I'm on 460 something now, but often to explain one name, of course, to fully explain, there's no end. It will take years, and there's no end. There is no end. But even to explain one name to some extent, it may take one whole session, 1 hour, or two names in 1 hour. Sometimes I do five or six in 1 hour, because sometimes the names, the same name is repeated, or they're very similar names, names that have the same meaning. Anyway, it'll take quite some time to go through the meaning of all the names, but more or less you can understand. I don't think any of these names will come in the Vishnu Sahasranam. These are very sweet names. Vishnu Sahasranam, Krishna is all sweet, but there are levels of sweetness also. These are Vrindavan names. Such names can be, some of the names are suitable for outside Vrindavan also. But mostly not. They're mostly Vrindavan names. Asura Kula Nashana. Yeah, that's inside Vrindavan, outside Vrindavan. Otherwise, pretty much they're all Vrindavan names. Even the Madana Manohara, that could be suitable for outside Vrindavan, but mostly, particularly in Vrindavan, where Krishna in Vrindavan exhibits his sweetness to although his sweetness is unlimited everywhere, but in Vrindavan it becomes more unlimited. How's that for all your students of mathematics? Can you get more than unlimited? Is it possible? Actually, some things are unlimited more than others in mathematics also. Yeah. Okay. So let's make a set of numbers going on to infinity. 1, 5, 9, 13, 17, jump 4 numbers and go up to infinity. So it's infinite. Okay, now do the numbers in between. 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8. Go to infinity. So it's also infinite, but it's more. Is it? That's a mind twister. Is it more or is it not? But anyway, whether we can understand it or not, Krishna is more unlimitedly sweet. Although he's unlimitedly sweet everywhere, but he's more unlimitedly sweet in Vrindavan. So this name, Yashomati Nandana, the delight of Mother Yashoda, is definitely a Vrindavan name. In Dwarka, they won't want to hear this. They'll be afraid that if you say this, then you'll steal Krishna. The Rajvasis will come and steal Krishna away. They're also afraid if you say this, then Krishna, he himself may become so overwhelmed by feelings of Vrindavan that he may become... What happened?
There's an insect.
He may also become very unhappy remembering Vrindavan and remembering how he wants to be there and the inhabitants of Vrindavan want to be there. I'm just presently listening to an audio recording of the first part. It's in three parts of Brihad Bhagavatam. Did any of you read that?
Yes.
You read that? No. I read it once. Now I'm listening to the recording. It's very rich. It's the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam in a different format. Bhagavad Amrita. It's really the nectar. So in the section I'm on now, there's Krishna in Dwarka. In Dwarka, Krishna exhibits the pastimes of an ideal grihastha, which includes getting up early in the morning. Tell everyone. I saw it in Mira Road this morning. There's just like this. This is the main view in Bombay. If you look out, most of the people, if they look out at their apartment, they'll see another apartment building. That's the main view in Bombay, isn't it? If you're very high, you might be higher, and then you can see the roofs of the apartments. So I could see that it doesn't get light until about 6:30, something like
6:45.
That. 6:45. The sandhya begins at 6:25 this morning. And the way things are going, there won't be any light because there'll be so many buildings that no light will come at all. But I could see that there were no lights on in most of the apartments, even at that time. People don't get up. No light on means they don't get up. It's completely, even myself in the West, even before I had the good fortune to come to this world, I used to get up, I think, 6 o'clock latest. Go to work before going to school. So that was what I did. So, Krishna was a dutiful household. He got up early in the morning. Often people ask, what's the first thing in bhakti? So first thing every day is get up. That's the first thing. Get up early. As I was discussing last night in the class, in Mirror Road. That most, even our devotees, they don't get up early. Even if they have a desire to do so, zindagi aise hai. It's like that in Bombay. It's difficult to be able to take rest early, so you can get up early. And even if you take rest early, the dogs don't rest at night. They rule the streets at night. So that was another experience I had last night. That's also part of the great life of living in India, is that wherever you go, there are dogs roaming around at night. So anyway, Krishna, he gets up early, but it's described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, just coincidentally, if there is such a thing as coincidence in Krishna Leela. Actually, everything is orchestrated by Krishna's yoga maya potency. You see, I said one. I explained each name briefly, and then when you start to explain one name, then there's no briefness. So Narada arrived in Dwaraka, having. Oh, I don't know if I can remember all the places. He started off in Prayag, extolling one Brahmana who was performing sacrifices. Then he went down to South India to see one king there who was a great devotee. Then he went to Indraloka, then Shivaloka, then to the Pandavas, then to Prahlad, then to Yudhishthira, then to Dwaraka. Maybe I missed something.
Hanuman,
yeah. Hanuman came after Prahlad. And then, yeah. Prahlad to Hanuman to the Pandavas. Then he went to Yadupuri, to Dwaraka. And Krishna didn't get up this morning, so. Oh, everyone is very upset. Upset because Dwaraka is a place where there's no unhappiness. It's always happy because Krishna's always there. Even now, one time I went to Dwaraka, I was speaking with some local people, local Brahmins. It's a big Brahmin community here. So one man told me that there's no disturbance in Dwaraka. Even when the last time Pakistan had the bad sense to try to start a war with India, I think they didn't even try since 71. No? They tried, first of all, 1947, and then, or 48, and they gave up after 1971. Now they just do this harassment on the border, but no real war they don't do. So 1971, then the Pakistan army came, navy came, because on a clear day from Dwaraka, you can see Pakistan. It's just across the ocean. Actually, there was no Pakistan. It was all Bharat. So the navy came and Pakistan Navy, they shot their missiles at Dwaraka. What for? Just, there's nothing strategic to gain. If they destroyed Dwaraka, it wouldn't help their war effort. Because Dwaraka has no industry, it's not a port. So just because it's a religious place. But their missile went, somehow or other, it went right over the town and landed in the field at the back. So they told me, Krishna, he's always protecting us. Also, no, what happened was I asked, that's right, I remember, I asked, was it affected by the earthquake, which is in Bhuj? The epicenter was close, very close. He said, no, nothing here, nothing. We hardly felt anything. Whereas as far away as Surat, which is much further than Dwaraka, in another direction, there was a significant shaking. So Krishna protects, and it's very calm, peaceful, nice atmosphere in Dwarka. So when Krishna's there cannot be any disturbance. Everyone's living very happily, protected by Krishna. But one day Krishna hadn't got up. And the cause of that, so they're thinking he must be sick, what's going on? But actually Krishna was very unhappy, remembering Vrindavan. What am I doing here? What am I doing? My mother, my cows, my friends, my gopis, they're all lamenting for me and I'm lamenting for them. So the name Yashomati Nandana, they don't want to say in Dwarka. One reason they're afraid that will put Krishna into great misery. They may say, why won't he go there? Because he's already there with the Yadus. And he can't leave them because they're afraid to let him go. He won't come back. He goes to Hastinapur time to time, but then wherever he goes, it causes so much pain when he has to leave. So Krishna's in a dilemma. So they don't want to say that because that will also put Krishna into so much pain. He has so much responsibility there with so many of his family members, but he always, even though he's performing his duties in Dwarka, and on one level he's very happy with all his devotees, on another level he's remembering Vrindavan and wants to go there. So, Jiva Goswami has described in his Gopal Chandra that actually Krishna does eventually go back to Vrindavan. At last. And he marries all the gopis. But they're already married. Oh, how can he do that? There's no divorce. Not like nowadays. Anyway, if you want to, you can read the book yourself and find out. Although Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives another opinion. So there, what are you going to do about that? I think we'll just sing the names and otherwise it gets too complicated. Krishna's pastimes are very complicated in one sense. They are achintya. They are beyond our ability to... They're not meant for understanding. In one sense, yes. But really Krishna's pastimes are meant for living in, being part of, and hearing about with faith. Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti abhikshnasa smaranti nandanti tabehi tanjanaha ta eva pasanta chirena tavakam bhava pravaho paramang padam padam. Kunti Devi, in her famous prayers. Well, I guess they're not that famous. If we ask people living in these apartments, do you know Kunti's prayers? I think they don't. But you all know. When we say famous, at least among all of you, you all know Kunti's prayers, is it? You've all read those prayers? Srila Prabhupada lectured on those prayers, a whole series of prayers, I think 3 times he went through them all, one verse at a time, giving classes. So yeah, she says, in the verse which I just recited, that the Sanskrit verse is very nice to hear. Did you like to hear that? Has a very nice flow. Prabhupada's translation is also very poetic. English as a language, it's not It doesn't lend itself to poetical expression in the same way that Sanskrit does, but still there is poetry in English, and Prabhupada's translation is also very, although it's not exactly poetry, but it's very nice to hear. Do you have that there?
Yes, sir.
Shinvanti gayanti vabhikshnasha smaranti nandanti tavehitam janaha
1836
Taeva pashyantya chayena tavakam bhava pravaho paramam bhagam bhujam. Okay, give it to me, I'll read it out. So Prabhupada's translation is also very sweet. O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant, and repeat your transcendental activities, or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. So it's very beautiful. Yeah, actually these people, we should inform them, we should tell them. You don't know? You're wasting your life. Give them sets of books. Give them sets of Bhagavatams. Many people will take. If you go and preach to them, and you can have a little ceremony of, you can tell them that having Bhagavatam in your house, it's the same as having Krishna directly. Right hand. And that I said also, this morning was, yeah, this morning. People worship demigods, but if you keep Bhagavatam, demigods will come and do worship in your house. You'll become worshipable by the demigods. So many things you can tell them. All spiritual knowledge is here for yourself, for your children. Vedic scientific knowledge you can show them. Calculation of time from the atom. They think it's a new idea that Einstein discovered, that time is relative to matter. But this is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam and in Shastra. It's going back so much time. You can say that they only recently discovered all these things about the growth of the child in the womb, but that's day-by-day analysis is given in the Bhagavatam. So all kinds of knowledge is there. So you can tell them that. So Yashomati Nandana Braja Bara Nagara. Nagara means playboy. He's lover boy. Likes the girls. It's not a good thing in material society to be a woman's man. When a man should have a wife, or may have more than one wife, but not all the time. Should be done according to dharma, not flirting here and there. Krishna's different. He does that. But he's Bhagavan. He has the right to do that. I'd mentioned that Srila Prabhupada spoke on Kunti's prayers in one of those lectures. I believe it was in one of those lectures. He said that people may accuse Krishna of being lusty because he has 16,108 wives. The Prabhupada said, even if you admit he's lusty, then he's the supreme lusty. You cannot maintain 16,108 wives. And actually that's only a very small number for Krishna. These are very small numbers. As Krishna, he is Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. He's the best friend of every living being. And there are unlimited living beings, even in this tiny little universe. Eta Brahmanda Bhari Ananta Jivagam. There are unlimited living beings, even in this universe. Even in this body, to count the number of living beings might be very difficult. So for Krishna to have 16,000 wives, it's just a sample. That's it. So Krishna is the darling lover boy of Vrindavan. It means decorates himself very nicely. He's always conscious. He's always conscious that the girls are there. So he's always making a show for them, playing his flute for them, dresses nicely. He's an expert flirt. Gokula Ranjana. He's the delight of everyone in Gokula. And Kana is his nickname. One of his nicknames in Vrindavan, Kana. And we get, there are so many regional versions of that. Kanaya, there's a Kanu in South India, and Tamil Nadu would say Kanan. They're all regional versions. Gopi Puranadhana. He is the wealth of the life of the gopis. Yeah, much could be said about that. I won't attempt to do so now. Madana Manohara. Yeah, Madana means who steals the mind of everyone, and who steals the mind of Madana? Kamadev, Cupid in English. That is Krishna. In the center of London, there's a statue of the Greek god Eros, which means Cupid. And he's there with his bow and... You saw that? Remember?
I've seen on the internet.
Central, it's difficult to say what's the center of London, but that's the center of all enjoyment.
Yes.
People go, so we also go there for our Harinam Sankirtan. Interesting, no? Because that was put during the time of the British Empire. So that's the center of the world. They got it right. The world is ruled by karma. Indriyani Parani Ahur Indriyadra Parang Manaha Manasastu Parabhute Yobhute Paratastu Saha. Saha, he or it, is above the indriyas, above the senses, is the mind. Above the mind is the intellect, intelligence. And above that is Saha, he. So Srila Prabhupada translates this, above that is the soul. But another way to translate it, as Ramanuja has translated it, is because this is all in a sequence talking about calm. So calm dominates over the senses, the mind, and the intelligence. So with their intelligence, the British managed to conquer many parts of the world, but they were also conquered by karma. So Madana Manohara, Kaliya Damana Vidhan, who subdued Kaliya, the great snake. Amala Harinam Amiya Vilasa. Spotless, the holy name of Krishna. The pure chanting of the holy names is Amiya, means nectar. It's a nectarian. It's a nectarian, enjoyable activity. Or it could be taken also to mean that another name of Krishna is who's Amala Harinam. His name is spotless and his pastimes are full of nectar. So Vipina Purandara. Purandara is the name of the present Indra. So Krishna in the forest groves of Vrindavan, he's just like the king, like a demigod, the great demigod in the forests of Vrindavan. Great demigod in the sense of great enjoyer. Then Navina Nagara, but Nagara means, already king. So Navina means he's always fresh. He doesn't get worn out. Even Even the in Bollywood, there's always some beautiful young film star and handsome young man, but they get worn out physically, at least. But Krishna is always fresh, always new. And Vanshivadana, yeah, he always has a flute, flute at his mouth. Venu, Vanshi, Murali, yeah, I should go and say this. Suvasa. Suvasa means his vasa is very nice. Vasa means his residence, it means he lives very nice place, Vrindavan. His dress is very nice. His scent, he smells very nice also. Rajajana Palana, that could be discussed on and on and on. How he maintains all the residents of Vrindavan. And Asura Kula Nashana. When we sing this, we have to be very careful. If we sing Rajajana Palana Asura, you have to be very careful. Otherwise, you get an opposite meaning. Asura Kula Nashana. It should be clearly distinguished. He is the destroyer of the dynasties of the demons. And Nanda Godhan. For the Vaishya, the wealth is the cows. So Nanda, his cows are his wealth. And who looks after them is Krishna, Rakhawala. Rakhawala. It's actually a Hindi word. Wala. Govinda Madhava. Govinda, again. That's in Vishnu Sahasranam. Madhava is also in Vishnu Sahasranam. So Govinda means who gives pleasure to the cows, the earth, and the senses. Madhava is the husband of goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. Also means of the Madhu dynasty. Navanita Taskara, butter thief. Yes. We may go to some theological conference. In the West they have this kind of thing. And different people come together, Christians, Hindus, Muslims. And so they say, what is your understanding of God? Oh, God is someone who steals butter. They won't understand. The next name is Sundara, that they also won't understand, how God is beautiful, because they don't have any idea. Beautiful means actually beautiful. His form is very beautiful. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Nanda Gopala. He's, again, similar name to Nanda Godhana Rakhawala. The Gopal, we can say Gopal, means cow protector, cow herder. But particularly Nanda Gopal. There may be so many Gopals, so many cow protectors, but specifically the Gopala is the son of Nanda. So, Yamuna Tatachara, who wanders on the bank of the Yamuna, who wanders on the bank of the Yamuna, is Yamuna Tatachara. And another thing he does, apart from stealing butter, he also steals the clothes of the gopis. In the Ras dance, he is Rasika. So, Rasa and Ras. He's the enjoyer in the Rasa Leela. And he's very merciful. Kripa Mani. Sri Radha Vallabha. He's so many gopis. Gopis have been mentioned here in this song, but particularly he is the Vallabha of Radha. Vallabha means, generally means, it's a word for a husband. So just like that. Vrindavana Natabara. Yeah, in Vrindavan there are many important activities. Herding cows is one of them. Stealing butter is another. Cooking and eating, fabulous feasts on a regular basis is another. But the most important thing is dancing. Central is dancing. And Krishna is the best of all the dancers there in Vrindavan. Arguable, but I'm not going to argue it now. There is another candidate for the best dancer in Vrindavan, but I won't argue with Bhaktivinoda Thakur just now. And he is the shelter of Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, who introduced us to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who made so many wonderful songs. The one just before this, Jaya Jashoda Nandana Krishna Gopal Govinda Madana Mohana Hare Ananta Mukunda Achyuta Madhava Rama Vrindavana Chandra Murali Vadana Shyam Gopi Janananda. So many beautiful songs. So that's a short one. I just like that. Jai Radha Madhava. It's very short. It's very, very short. And sweet. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.